on the road. Mob will suffer. Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes. This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
The only reason we discipline ourselves is for the vision of our life. Because God puts dreams on the inside. Huh? So what do I do? There are three things I don't want for my life. The first thing I don't want for my life is I don't want to live in regret. Say that with me. I don't want to live in regret. I've made up my mind. I'm not living in regret. Have I made mistakes? Oh, yeah. But I'm not living in regret, amen? I'm not going to live my life, and when I get to an age where I'm older, get to heaven or something, look back and go, boy, I wish I had done that. If I only. Man, I wonder what would have happened if I had to turn here and went there instead of going over here. Man, if I had invested that money in the kingdom like I when they did that and I didn't do it, what would God have done? I'm not going to live my life in regret. I wonder where I'd be right now. Huh? Listen, come on, say it with me. I'm not going to live my life in regret. And number two, I'm not going to live my life in retreat. There's a lot of people out there backing up. Say it with me. I'm not going to live my life in retreat. I'm sorry. This is in me. I don't believe we back up. I don't believe that. Amen. I don't believe in retreat. There are some things you just don't do, and you don't back up. You keep moving forward. You don't go back a year and go, boy, they sure blew it back then. I don't know what they were thinking. They messed everything up. You better stop backing up. Come on now. Woo. You don't shut up, you don't put up, you don't back up. What you do is you stand up and you stand in faith, amen? And you get a backbone of faith and you say, I'm not going to let this thing die. I'm going to put my whole life into it. I'm going to stand in faith. Come hell or high water, nothing's going to stop this. It's the promise of God. It's the dream of God. It's the vision of God. And I'm not backing up. Hallelujah. I've had people come to me after they've seen the finances in this church and they go, how in the world? Trisha's still in shock. She just started doing the books about 8 weeks ago. How in the world are you going to make it through this month, Pastor? The money is not there. And I say, well, the money ain't been there for 3 years. We're here. Because I'm not backing up. Amen. I got too much favor on my life for this whole thing to go up in smoke.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I'm going to stand up and I'm going to believe the report of the Lord, because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all I could ever think and ask, according to his power that works in me and through me. Hallelujah. And if he can't bring me out, then when I get to heaven, I might go, whoa, maybe I did mess up. But you know what? I still ain't backing up. Hallelujah. I ain't going to dodge it. I ain't going to run from it. I'm going to face it and believe that God is able. My God is able. Hallelujah. And number three, and if you haven't been able to tell this about me yet, you ought to know it by now, but I'm not going to live my life in reserve. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reserved. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. No, 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 no. I ain't shutting up, and I ain't backing up, and I ain't going to live my life in reserve. I'm not going to hold out and say, boy, I'm going to keep this money for a rainy day. Man, I'm going to put this off to the side. In other words, I don't want to get to heaven full. I want to get to heaven poured out. I want to know that I was poured out like Paul was poured out. You can't take none of it with you anyway. Huh? There are far too many leaders, far too many Christians that choose predictability and fulfillment, where they want a life where they know everything that's going to happen and when it's going to happen, rather than one that's full of adventure and one that comes with expectations they never expected. Got a whole house full of people in churches all across this nation just wanting to know what's going to happen next before they do anything. God's called us to live a life of adventure. Hallelujah. Now, how many know that kind of life drives orderly people crazy? It does, don't it? I'm married an orderly person. I've been driving her crazy for 20 years. Listen, there's really only three kinds of people in the world. You're either a pioneer. A pioneer is constantly saying, there's gold in them there hills. Let's get over there, them there hills, and dig for some gold. Pioneer. Somebody say pioneer.
Pioneer.
Amen. And you're either a pioneer or you're a settler. Come on, we got to have settlers. Amen. Settlers are the ones that kind of manage all the land that the pioneers discover. And they build on it. Amen. We need both. Isn't that right?
Yes.
But the third type of people are the museum keepers. Huh? And they're the ones that give tours saying, you know, 43 years ago, there was a powerful move of God in this place. We don't really know what it was about, but it was powerful. Wouldn't know a move of God if it slapped them upside the head. Look what they did. See how they did. Look how they are. I ain't got a clue what it means, but they did it. This is our museum. Truth Museum. I don't believe we ought to have museums showing off the revivals of the past and what God did in the last generations. I believe we ought to have some pioneers and some settlers and some people that know how to take new territory and move into the promise that God's called them into. Amen. How many believe that this morning? All right, I'm going to give you a few things and I'll be done. You can write these down. Here we go. Everybody all right? Ready to get into the message? You write this down if you want to. If advancement is going to be made, and we're going to occupy what God has given to us, these are a few things that have to happen. Number one, verse one, it says, and the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun. If advancement is going to happen, we need a catalyst. Somebody say catalyst. In other words, somebody who has a heart that is completely towards God. Somebody that's hungry for God. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro throughout the earth that he may find those whose heart is completely towards him. Why? So that he may strongly support them. Amen? The Holy Ghost is looking for somebody to team up with today. That's what that means. Amen? Do you realize he's looking for some sons that know how to handle the family business? Huh? Are y'all doing all right?
Amen.
Pastor, what are you talking about? Well, Jesus said, I got to be about my Father's business.
Amen.
Obviously, the Father owns some business.
That's it.
Huh? It's called Almighty and Sons. And you be the sons. And it has to do with occupying your inheritance on the earth. No, you ain't heard me today. It has to do with occupying your inheritance on the earth. Hmm? That's the reason he told him in Luke 19, you occupy till I come. In other words, handle my father's business till I get back. You keep taking territory. You keep possessing. You keep occupying what I've already given you. You keep fulfilling the promise. You move the usurpers off my property. You run the enemy out. You destroy the works of the devil. You heal the sick and raise the dead and cause the lame to walk and cause the blind to see and the deaf to hear. Be about my daddy's business. Because when I come back, I want all this mess straightened out. Come on now. Keep doing the family business. Now watch this, watch this. Greatness is never incubated in a committee. I'm going to try that again. Greatness is never incubated in a committee. Greatness is incubated in an individual's heart. God looks for somebody that he can impregnate with a revelation. God looks for somebody that he can impregnate with a vision. In every church, in every house. Even when there's like a committee of people and a consensus that comes together, that's great when you're trying to get the work done out. But it starts with a vision that has been incubated in a leader's heart. Amen. Hmm? Amen. Because how many know if you're on a journey, the most important thing for people on a journey is to have direction. Yeah. Now, if you're not going anywhere, don't worry about getting any direction. But if you're going somewhere, somebody's got to give you some direction. There has to be a spark that goes off, a catalyst that happens in the heart of a leader, something that transforms a Joshua, a servant of the Most High God. How many know you find your destiny by serving your way there? Isn't that right? Joseph served his generation and he got promoted. Huh? David served his father and he got promoted. It was serving his father that put him in position to be anointed as king. Hello. Isn't that right? It was serving his father that put him in a position to become a national hero. By serving. I mean, David got a prophecy from Samuel that said, you're going to be the king over all Israel. He was the forgotten brother that wasn't invited to the party. And he was anointed to be king. Amen. David said, praise the Lord. And when he got done, watch this. He went right back out into the back 40 and started watching the sheep. And he started serving his daddy. Isn't that right? Come on, we get people get a prophecy today and you can't get them back in the nursery. Huh? You get lucky if you can get them back in the church because they're down at Staples getting their new prophecy business cards printed up. Hmm? I've been called to the nations for Jesus. Jesus is sending me to the nations. I can't work in the nursery anymore. They get the little bump, bump, bump. God has called me to be anointed. But what about the kids in the nursery? That's somebody else's job. I'm going to the nations for Jesus. I mean, you serve your way there. Hmm? David, get back there, take care of them sheep. Why? Because while you are serving back there on the back 40, you're going to serve your way right into your opportunity. That's why you stay planted in the nursery. All of a sudden one day his daddy said, take this cheese and crackers down to your brothers. I mean, no, he took the cheese and crackers down to his brothers, and while he did that, that's when he saw Goliath. Somebody say, opportunity. So what does that mean? It means if you can't bring yourself to carry cheese and crackers, you ain't never going to kill a giant. Forget about it. If you can't carry the cheese, you ain't going to kill a giant. Amen? You got to learn how to carry the cheese. Touch somebody and say, you got to learn how to carry the cheese, pal. Now listen. Your heart. Somebody say, my heart. Your heart becomes the soil that God sows the seeds of destiny into. That's why in Proverbs 4:23 he says, watch over your heart, for out of it flows the issues of your life. Watch over your heart, for out of it flows the issues of your life. The issues of your life don't come from your college degree. The issues of your life don't come from your position. The issues of your life don't come from your income or come from your status. The issues of your life come from your heart. Huh? You're going to become whatever is in your heart. That's why you got to guard your heart. Somebody say, I got to guard my heart. Because out of it flows the issues of life. You say, what does that mean? That means you don't have to sin every time you get a chance. Come on now. I mean, you don't have to get offended every time you get a chance. You don't got to get mad every time you get a chance. See, there are some things that have happened to me, and I've had a right to be upset. I've had a right to be mad. I've had a right to smack them right in the mouth. I should have. I really should have. They deserved it. But you know what? I didn't. And you know why I didn't? Because I realized that if I take the time to get offended and smack somebody in the mouth over what they did that was definitely wrong, what happens is it kills the dream in my heart. And I don't guard my heart. And that offense takes the place of my dream in my heart. And my dream, ladies and gentlemen, is too big for some little offense to kill the dream. And I'm going to guard my heart and not let the dream die. Because I recognize something. Nobody can kill my dream. The devil can't kill my dream. You can't kill my dream. My family can't kill my dream. My church can't kill my dream. There's only one thing that can kill my dream. That's me, if I don't guard my heart. Come on, there ain't a big enough devil that can kill your dream. God puts a seed of destiny in your heart. The only thing that can kill your dream is you not guarding your heart. So I understand that when God puts it in your heart, then it flows out of you as a manifestation. The dream that he puts in you manifests in your life. So if that's true, watch this. We have the experience because someone else had the dream. Think about that.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
In life, we have the experience because somebody else had a dream. How many know somebody else's dream has become your experience? All of us here today are experiencing something because somebody else had a dream. Amen. How many ever been to Disney World? Anybody ever been to Disney World in Orlando, Florida? How many know Walt Disney died before the place was finished? And on the day they were dedicating it, they had the governor there and all these dignitaries. They were all standing around, and one of the state officials got up, and he said, boy, wouldn't it really be something if Walt Disney could be here to see this? Everybody clapped and he sat down. A few speakers later, Miss Walt Disney got up and she said to the gentleman that said, wouldn't it be something if Walt Disney could see this? She said, sir, I don't mean to offend you, but if he hadn't have seen it, you wouldn't be experiencing it. So your dream becomes somebody else's experience. So when you recognize that what God puts in your heart is not for you, it's always for somebody else. The anointing on your life is not for you. It's for somebody else. You're not anointed to be anointed. So you can walk around going, look at me, I'm anointed. The anointing is for somebody else, amen? Come on, have you heard me this morning? Psalms 34:7 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. What does that mean? It means the more that you delight in the Lord, the more he places desires in your heart, and the more he shapes your heart. He puts those desires in you so that you desire what he wants. You want what he wants. You go after what the Holy Ghost wants. So you're not self-centered and selfish wanting your things. You're after God's things. You desire what God desires. Amen? And then you ain't no longer dreaming selfish dreams anymore. You start dreaming these big God-sized dreams. Dreams that when you wake up, you go, wow, is that even possible? But God put a seed in your heart and a dream on the inside of you. And it doesn't matter if you don't think it's possible. Because with God, all things are possible. That's what my word says, amen. I'm doing it for the Lord. I'm getting it for God. I'm not trying to win a city out there so I can come out there and be all famous and go, look, I won the city. I'm trying to win a city because God loves everybody in my city. Amen. I'm not trying to change a nation so I can get on TV. I'm trying to change a nation because God doesn't want anybody to be lost. And I love my Father. Because that's the heartbeat of God. God is hungry for people. God wants people. God died for people. And God wants to use you. He put a dream in you so that people's lives could be changed, so that they could be saved, so that they could have entrance into His kingdom. Hallelujah. How many of you know this morning that God specializes in taking below average, used up, washed out people, substandard material, and doing a work in their life until He promotes them and the whole world begins to see it and go, God, how did that happen? Huh? He specializes in taking the overlooked and the underqualified, and He magnifies them to the whole point that the world goes, well, I know that had to be God because they certainly couldn't have done that. There must be a God. Oh, Jesus. Listen, Matthew 14. I just love this. You know, I never saw this before. I saw this the other day. Matthew 14, Jesus tells His disciples, He says, I want you to go to the other side. I want you to go over there. So they get in the boat. You know what happens? They head out to sea. While they're out at sea, a storm begins to blow and the waves are coming into the boat and the boat starts tossing everywhere. And all of a sudden, Jesus just comes walking over the waves, just kind of strolling through the storm. Huh? You remember that story? And the disciples believe He's a ghost. And Peter says, Jesus, if it's You, tell me to come. And Jesus said, come. Just one word. Come. How many know that extraordinary miracles usually have simple instructions? Huh? That's the reason why a lot of us who are too smart for our own good, we miss them. How many know Jesus never gave complicated instructions? Go wash. Fill the pots. Take up your mat. Huh? Isn't that what He did? It's supernatural miracles, but it's very simple instructions, so we miss them. God says, give 100. And we go, I need to pray in tongues for 30 minutes about it. Never mind, you missed it. Don't worry about it. Y'all understand what I mean, right? He said, if it's You, Jesus, tell me to come. And Jesus said, come. Does it dawn on anybody yet? This is just amazing to me. Are y'all seeing it? It's powerful. Watch this now. Jesus come walking by. They think He's a ghost. Peter's in the boat with the other 11. Jesus, if that's You, and You are who You say You are, then I want to walk on the water the way You walking on water. I want You to give me permission to do something ain't nobody ever done before. I want You to help me break some natural laws. Let me get out of this boat and walk on some water with You, Jesus. And Jesus goes, I ain't never seen nothing like that before. I ain't never seen that before. Come on. Come on, Peter. And Peter steps out of the boat and walks on the water. This is what's amazing to me. Watch this. Peter walking on the water was never Jesus' idea. You see that? Jesus didn't say, hey, Peter, why don't you get out the boat and walk on the water with me? Walking on water was Peter's idea. Jesus said, I'm all over that. I'm all over that. He didn't say, well, come to a three-day conference and I'll give you the 7 keys to walking on water and you take good notes. And I'll put the desire in your heart that I'll manifest so that you can walk on the water. No. You haven't heard me. Out of some desire that was in Peter. Out of a desire that was in Peter, he said, Jesus, I want to do something that normal people just don't do. I want to do something that natural people just don't do. I want to get out of the boat and I want to walk on water. And Jesus said, woohoo, come on, buddy. You do it. I ain't ever seen faith like that before in a person.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Women's Fellowship meets the first Saturday of every month for a wonderful time of fellowship, prayer, worship, and sharing. This interdenominational meeting is attended by ladies representing 30 different churches. Come join us for a wonderful breakfast every first Saturday of the month at 9 a.m. in the Truth Church Cafe located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Again, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Please call ahead and RSVP at 772-464-7012. And that number again is 772-464-7012.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Have you read the book of Zephaniah recently? What about Ecclesiastes or Titus? Well, if these books are a little unfamiliar to you, maybe it's because you've never read or studied the entire Bible. Actually, not many Christians have. But you can go through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee and do it every 5 years. We invite you to join with us in a very delightful and profitable time of studying God's Word right here on this station every weekday.
That's Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on WCNO. This is WCNO, Palm City, the Good News Station.
Welcome to Family